Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm returns to TV this Sunday after a six-year hiatus. The show stars its creator, Larry David, as a slightly exaggerating version of himself. His character is neurotic, irritable, and very candid, which often lands him in some tense social situations. Here he is standing in line behind an annoying patron at an ice cream shop.
Oh, can I try that tiramisu?
That's a good one. Get that. Get that.
And I think I'd like to try the banana, please.
Banana? Whoa. It might taste like, let me guess, a banana?
And some chocolate.
I mean, this is really ridiculous. This is so rude.
Just the plain chocolate.
You know, you're like a sample abuser. That's what you are.
What do you think I have these little
two samples the most. You can't just go on sample after sample.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
Well, I have watched every season of Curb multiple times. It's one of my favorite shows. And you know, they have gone through a lot over the last more than a decade now of doing this show. A lot of different issues.
You know what I hate? I hate the stop and chat. Who stops and chats anymore? Right. I hate it.
Yeah. And also tipping. They have really gone into tipping a lot. But yeah.
Well, I think the show, you know, what's interesting to me about the show is that it's about all these unspoken social contracts that people have with each other. And Larry David's always been someone who has had trouble recognizing that stuff and does not want to be inconvenienced by it. And so a lot of the humor of the show is him bumping up against these social mores that everyone else seems to recognize without having them explained to him. But he seems to be somebody who just can't decode the tablets that tell him how people are expected to react to each other, and hilarity ensues.
Well, and you have brought us perfectly to the next clip that we have, which is an episode in which Larry is asked by Susie Green, who is one of the main characters on the show. It's his manager's wife, is asked by her if he wants to go to a dinner party. Let's listen.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know you love my cooking.
A little late for an invitation, is it not?
Well, it's an invitation nonetheless.
Who else is going to be there?
You don't need to know.
Why not?
Because it's not done. That's why not.
What do you mean it's not done? What's not done?
It's a social convention that people don't ask who's going to be there at the dinner party. It's just not done.
Big deal. Why isn't it?
Because it isn't. I don't know the derivation of the convention.
Well, why are you following it blindly?
You know what?
Like
you should be glad that it happens that way, because if I told people you were coming, they might not show up.
Well, that's probably why people don't tell, because if it gets out who's coming, nobody would want to go.
No, I don't
so
think
So why
that's
even
why.
Have it in the
I
first place if people
why.
Don't want to be with each other?
I don't think that's why. It's just not done.
They always end up yelling in that show.
Oh, of course. Well, so what's great about the show is that very little of it is actually scripted out, of course. They have a sense of where they want the storylines to go. And even that scene, I mean, it sounds like it might have been scripted. But probably what happened was there might be one key line or two key lines to get them in and out of the scene. And right. The rest of it is just them reacting to each other, which is the magic of Curb and probably why Larry David likes doing it.
Well, and some people, and I don't know why they would feel this way, but some people, they are driven crazy by this show. I have friends that cannot stand watching it. It makes them uncomfortable.
Well, that's the whole point, is that the show takes you to these moments that are the most difficult moments. Again, you know, if you know Larry David, you know, this is a guy who started as a very eccentric stand-up comic, and he wrote for Saturday Night Live, and he did this show called Fridays, and then he did Seinfeld. And his humor has always been rooted in sort of putting a finger on these moments that are really socially uncomfortable and kind of living in that moment. And sometimes it's very hard to watch Larry get himself into situations that you know are just so socially awkward. And what's interesting to me is that it's about these moments. The actual storylines don't matter as much, which is another reason I think why the show can go away for periods and then come back and people will re-engage with it right away, because it's not about, you know, who married who or who's engaged to who or, you know, how their family's growing or anything like that. It's about these moments that are distilled in time that you experience. And I feel like this show is the, you know, ancestor to shows like what Louis C.K. is doing, for example, on Louis and Better Things, where, you know, the plots don't matter that much. Sometimes he'll change the actor. He'll have somebody playing his brother in one episode and have a different actor, because that stuff doesn't matter. It's about the moments that you're experiencing when you're watching the show. And I think Curb is like that, too.
And what do you think about its connection to Seinfeld?
Well, it's always had this really interesting connection where some of the people who've been on Seinfeld, particularly Julia Louis-Dreyfus, will float in and out of the show. And they even did this sort of reunion
right.
that was almost an apology for the really crappy finale that they did to the actual show. And so when they want to come together and play and they can work out, then they come together and they play. And there's something to be said for very creative, talented people coming together and having fun with each other. Again, that's part of the energy of the show, is seeing these people that you know are friends, that you know are loyal to each other, that you know have known each other for a long time, creating this thing together where they're bouncing off of each other and improvising it in the moment.
What do we know so far about the new season? Anything?
They have said that it will be supersized, that a lot of the episodes will be much longer than the half hour that they normally are. Mm. We know that there's going to be some new people stopping by. Jimmy Kimmel's going to be on it. Bryan Cranston's going to be on. I wouldn't be surprised if the show, other than everybody looking a little older, feels as if they stepped off the set, you know, of the last one and went right into making the new one. I bet there will be a consistency of tone that will feel like the show never really went away.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking with us about Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is back this Sunday on HBO after a long hiatus. Eric, thanks so much.
I bet I know what you're going to be doing on Sunday night.
You do. And it's going to be pretty good.
Pretty good. Thanks.